Hi, dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor, Rakeshkapoor, date of service is 8/30/2022, date of accident is 7/28/2022, the date of birth is 9/18/1958, the patient is here for a follow-up evaluation on 8/30/2022. Patient reports that he has a ongoing headaches which are around 6 off and on, located to the front of the head and occasionally to the back of the head. And also patient is having pain in both the shoulders to the tune of 5 in the right and 7 in the left. With the ability to lift the shoulders is 90 degrees bilaterally. Patient also reports a severe pain in the lower back and going across to the both tailbone area as well as shooting down to the right buttock and right upper thigh posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. Some pain in the left buttock is also reported. Pain in both the hips, especially the left hip is the worst, is 7. Pain in the right knee is 5. Patient is able to walk up to a block, to two blocks, and can sit and stand. And sleep is 5-6 hours. Pain level is around 7. And the ADLs are affected are around 8. And patient reports only 20% improvement in the pain level so far. He has started his physical therapy. And the ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. General activity, mood, walking ability, and work, relationship, people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected to the level of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that he is suffering from the following. He has a moderately severe headache, mostly on the front of the head, and occasionally shooting down to the back. Associated with dizziness and some vision disturbance, and denies any double vision or fainting, blackout, or seizures. However, he suffers from fatigue, weakness, and lack of concentration, and loss of memory, but denies any confusion, disorientation, and denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus. He also denies any major panic or depression, anxiety at this time. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck and the lower back and stiffness of both shoulders with decreased range of motions. Also pain in the both shoulders, neck, and the lower back is reported, along with pain in the hip, especially the left hip and the right knee. And some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports of constipation but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing and coughing, shortness of breath, and chest pain on coughing and causing difficulty, but no asthma is reported. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has not improved much, and no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine that is helping him. And substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 136/101, and pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is the same from the previous visit of 7/29/2022. Dictation number is 0920-125. And please use the general review, musculoskeleton, and extremities examination. Only difference you have to say is that in the neck, there is a slight improvement. The swelling of the left side of the neck is gone. Range of motions have slightly improved in the neck with the flexion 40, extension 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, and rotation is 40. And range of motion of the shoulders is also slightly improved. with active motion without pain, it can do up to 110 degrees on the right and 100 degrees on the left. And grips are normal, and no deficits are noticed, no fractures or dislocation of the shoulder is noticed. However, the rotator cuff is slightly tender with positive Hawking Kennedy test and speed test, near test. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive, and the knee examination is the same. The lower back examination is the same from previous visits, and diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week, also focusing on the sacroiliac joint, and with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise. The patient has provided a light duty job, 7 pound lifting limit with 7 hours, 7 days, and a housework replacement services. And Tylenol coating with No. 3, 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. Patient is also advised to have a lidocaine gel and Voltaren gel. For further pain relief, an infrared device has been provided called Onlux photobiomodulation to help with the neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulders. And a patient is advised to use a rotator walker and a knee brace and a cane. The patient will be re-evaluated in 30 days' time. An MRI that was ordered on the initial visit is available, and it shows that there is a multi-level osteophyte complex from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 with the unconvertible hypertrophy. And at C4 and 5, the osteophyte complex is indenting the ventral cord, causing the spinal canal stenosis. And the hypertrophy of the facet joint and unconvertible joint is moderate on the left side than the right. In the lumbar spine, patient has a bulging disc of L1, L2, L2, L3, L3-4, L4-5, and facet hypertrophy of L5, S1. The patient has been informed about this MRI reports. MRI for the left shoulder is still awaited, and an MRI of the brain will be done on the next visit. Thank you.